Darling, are you busy?
Oh, it's nothing. I'm just
It's nothing. I'll just sit down next to you. Just, you know. Don't worry about me. Don't pay me any attention. Just, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. It's fine. Darling, do I look pale? I mean, I know I always look pale because I am pale, but do I look paler than pale? No, just pale. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. No, it's fine. Just carry on. What? No, I'm just checking to see if I've got a temperature. Do I have a temperature? I don't. Do I feel cold? A little bit? Tiny little bit. Because I'm shivering. I'm totally shivering. Those are shivers. I'm not jiggling. They're just very emphasized shivers. But it's fine. Carry on. It's all fine. It's all good. Just don't mind me. What? No, I didn't say anything. What? Well, since you asked, that there's something I should tell you. And it's very important. But I mean, if you're busy. Oh, no, you don't have to put it away. It's fine. Well, it's not major. It's just I'm dying. I'm dying of lack of cuddles. And it's very serious. But I didn't want to interrupt. I need cuddles. It's chronic. And I don't know what I'll do if I don't get cuddles. I'm all pale and shivering. Why are you laughing? This is not a laughing matter. This is serious. I desperately need cuddles and snuggles and hugs. And huggles, because that is also a treatment for my condition of needing cuddles. And I'm not giving you puppy dog eyes. I'm not pouting. I'm just sitting here next to you, not disturbing you at all. Please cuddle me, please. Please. If I ask nicely. Darling, I could die. Oh, you're so unreasonable. Darling, could I have a cuddle? Or snuggle? Or huggle? Can I have all of the above? Please? Well, because yours are the best, and when you hold me, I feel all warm, and I'm shivering. That, you're right, it does look like jiggling. Please? Yay! Oh, you are the best. That is where you're going. No. No, I need more. I need more. Oh, you're just going to go and get the blanket. I'm not blushing. Shut up. Thank you. I'm sorry, what? Did you just call me your little cuddle slut? Whoa. I am not a cuddle slut. I'm a cuddle slut. But it's not my fault. It's yours. No. This is all your fault. This is all you. This is... No, please don't stop. I love you.
and just really addicted to your cuddles and... when you hold me, I feel so much better, and it's been kind of rough recently, and I really needed a cuddle. I didn't want to be a pain, so I didn't ask for one, and now I just, wow, I can't believe I did that. Did I really say I was going to die if you didn't cuddle me? Yikes, that is just... You're so good at this, you know. You are unfairly good at hugging and cuddling and yes, huggling. Shut up, shut up. I needed this, I needed you. Darling, I couldn't just ask. I could have just asked. But you're glad that I... Shut up. It was not cute. It was not cute. Okay, it was slightly cute. But you can't tell anyone because I am scary. I'm intimidating. I am a adorable cuddle slut. Okay, I'm a... Brain shutting down from cuddles. How do you make all the stress and tension just disappear? How do you make me feel so wanted and content and better? I am accepting my fate as an adorable cuddle slap. I needed this. I promise I'll ask next time. Thank you for being... I don't have the words. I'm a little cuddle-addled right now, and oh, you are the best. Thank you for being you. That's it. That's it, exactly. Thank you for being you and for being mine and... for just being so lovely and sweet and just... Why didn't I ask? You're right. I should have. I mean, you're never stingy with your cuddles, and have I told you how much I love that about you? The way you just... reach out for me, pull me in close, and wrap your arms around me. I love that. Oh, I love you. And I know I should have asked. I've never had that before. And I didn't want you to call me clingy or needy. Just because I wanted... Why would you call me that? I love you. I love you so much. I just... In the past, I've been called over affectionate just because I wanted a hug. Just because I had had a bad day and needed some reassurance, and I... didn't want to ruin this because you're so... I'm so happy and... Like I said, I didn't want you to call me clingy. And yes, I am aware That is very ironic given the fact that I am clinging to you like a sloth with a cuddle addiction. No, a koala. Koalas are cuter. Although sloths are cuter, but I mean, I can't grow out my nails, so I can't do the whole sloth claw impression. And yes, my stomach did just rumble. I totally had lunch. I had a cup of tea. Don't look at me like that. I'm not used to this. I'm still getting used to it. The way you worry about me, the way that you're so you. Yes, I am an idiot. And what? No. No. Really? Fine. I am powerless to deny you when you're holding me so close, and I am an idiot and a cuddle addicted sloth koala bear hybrid, which makes me extra clingy and very cute, just so adorable, but also fearsome with my claws of stomach rumbling clinginess. I'm so hungry. No, don't go. Where are you going? We're cuddling. You're going to make me a sandwich and a cup of tea. I love you. I'm just not used to this, and I'm not going to cry. I am actually crying. Oh, no, it's okay. I'm happy. I'm crying because I'm happy. And I know it doesn't make any sense, but to be fair, sloth koala bear hybrids aren't really that logical. We're just really cute and clingy, and I love you. Yes, I will be okay while you go and make the sandwich. Actually, no, I'm coming with you. Because I'm a sloth koala bear hybrid and we're clingy. And I just want to be close to you. Yes, ultra adorable. Ultra clingy and utterly yours. I love you. I'm so hungry. Let's go. I'm starving. You're the best. Ew. You're wonderful. And my stomach agrees.